Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
With the 30th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select T.J. Watt, linebacker, Wisconsin.
With the 67th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Alvin Kamara, running back, Tennessee.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports NFL Draft Series. On this episode, we talk to J.R. Reed, safety, University of Georgia. We had a nice conversation about, you know, Texas smacking them around in the bowl game, but really about the SEC, why JR is such a playmaker and why NFL scouts maybe aren't picking up on that. We got into a great Wunderlich test with him, obviously, and then talked about the combine and why he's excited to play in the NFL. I know you guys will enjoy it. Let's get it.
JR, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Good. Just working out, man, and staying in shape. Corona's trying to slow everyone down.
I'm sure it is. How have you been dealing without sports? Are you a sports junkie, like you love to watch them, or you're more just concerned about getting your lifts in and maybe practicing against some other players?
I say I'm a mixture of both. You know, football's around, I love watching football, but I don't watch basketball unless it's like, you know, the playoffs or something like that. And then else was keeping in watching the XFL, but I mainly just live all day and play the new Call of Duty. That's it.
I haven't hopped on COD yet, but I just wanted to get this out of the way. I see that you're from Frisco, Texas, and you said you've watched football your entire life. Obviously, you're striving for the NFL right now. But before this conversation goes any further, this is actually our second guest we've had in a row that's from Texas. Did you grow up a Cowboys fan?
I did not. I didn't grow up a fan of any team. It's weird.
All right, we're good. We can move on then. I'm just if you were a Cowboys fan, we'd probably have to hang up. As you know, I'm from Philly, so that wouldn't have worked out. But we're good.
JR, I do have a question. You're from Texas. Who were you looking to play for? Because I know you got injured late in your high school career. Who were you getting recruited by? Who did you want to potentially suit up for headed out of high school?
Headed out of high school, I actually wanted to go to Oklahoma State. It was weird. Mm. Not a lot of people from my school went to Oklahoma State, and they're up on the come up around then, and that's where I really wanted to go. But, you know, torn ACL, lost all that, and had a different direction. Ended up playing in the SEC now. Yeah.
So you started at Tulsa, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. Right?
Yeah, started at Tulsa. Stayed there for about a year, decided to transfer up out of there, ended up going to Georgia. Went to Georgia, I was redshirted the first year there. And then that's when I really started, you know, realizing I could play at this level because, you know, I was on scout team the whole time, going into Chubb, Sony, Isaiah McKenzie, Isaiah Wynn. You know, that's when Eason was a quarterback. So a lot of those names, you know, there's some depth on that team, Javon Williams. So just going against those guys, I realized that, oh, man, I can do this. This is not as hard as everyone thinks it is.
For sure. And then you continue to play your career. And I was so fired up to get on this phone call with you because I was reading through some of your draft profile and, you know, what people are saying about you and scouts. And I just think there's a level of disrespect going on right now because you don't just end up on the first team all SEC defense. So why do you think people are maybe sleeping on you coming into the draft?
Honestly, that's a good question. You know, I want to ask the people that because I'm a three-year starter. I'm not a three-year starter that's just been starting. I've dominated every year I played. I mean, you turn on the film, our 2017 national championship team, you'll see the number 20 making plays every game, and you'll see me stand out, same as the next year. And it just goes on each year, you'll see me stand out. So I've dominated for 3 years. You know, some of my other guys or counterparts they have in front of me have only played for, you know, a year or two, and they've only had one or two good years. But I've played at Georgia at a high level for, you know, three solid years and been back-to-back SEC championships, you know, won the SEC East. And also in 2017, I was an all-SEC player. I was second team all-SEC player. So that's my second time getting all-SEC. I was first team in 2019, second team 2017. And I don't understand the disrespect, you know. So I think it's a lot of misinformation going out there. I think someone said I had short arms and I was 25. Listen, I'm 24 years old. I measured like at the second or third longest arms at the combine. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. If y'all could do some research and find out for me, I would love it.
So you're in luck because that's what we're here to do. So I brought up your NFL draft profile, all your numbers at the combine, yada, yada, yada. Then it goes to strengths and weaknesses. And you got about, I don't know, we'll give like, I see it looks like 11. I'm not going to go ahead and count. 11 strengths. I feel like it should just be one. And it says, start in the SEC for 3 years. What more do you need? But what cracked me up is when I got to the weaknesses, the first one says that you have narrow hips. And these weaknesses always crack me up because it's like, okay, what's your point? So I'm curious, what are your plans in your NFL career in order to widen your hips?
I honestly don't know how to change that. I mean, I do a lot of good hip stretches and my hips are really good and they're really nice. I have really good flexibility. And then also my drills that I did amazing in my drills. If you just go back and watch the tape of me, you know, doing my back pulling turns, I was very fluid in and out my breaks and everything. So I want to see who doesn't have narrow hips, and I want to watch their drills and compare to mine.
Yeah, so what I got is those hips are getting big within these next 5 years. Those hips are getting big.
I think that one of the cool things about your situation is that you're not only an all-SEC player, but you have forced turnovers throughout your college career. And a lot of people, I mean, there was a ball that was tipped to you that you got your hands on. There were some other amazing plays that you made. And I don't think people quite understand, like, these balls just don't end up on the ground near star players. Like, you have to be right spot, right time, and it's not any form of luck. So I think not only are you a great defensive player, but you're forcing turnovers. And in the game of football, we know how important that is. Is that just an instinct thing for you?
Most definitely, you know, just knowing where your opponent's going to be. And a lot of the times it's not second guessing yourself. And just having instincts to do that, you know, it just comes into a lot of film work. And then, you know, when they make mistakes, you got to capitalize on it.
That makes sense.
All right. So you obviously played 3 years in the SEC, and the national champion, LSU, came from the SEC this year. And it was honestly one of the more dynamic offenses we've seen in college football history. Obviously, there was a big, big national media presence around this LSU team. You guys unfortunately went down in the SEC championship. I'm curious what your thoughts were on this LSU team this year and everything they accomplished and how prolific that offense actually was, because you were actually going up against them on the other side of the ball.
Shout out to Joe Brady.
Yeah.
Just put that man on a pedestal, because the things that he did and the plays that he designed, I don't think anyone knows, but LSU might have reran the same plays they ran on, you know, game one, probably 100 times throughout the whole year. They run the same plays over and over. And it's like a play on Madden that you get and your little brother can't stop it. And everyone was Joe Brady's little brother, and no one could stop those plays. No one could stop them. And you would know what's about to happen. You just couldn't stop it.
That's pretty crazy to hear, especially from someone on that side of the ball. Do you give any credit to Joe Burrow and the wide receivers they have?
Most definitely. Those guys do a great job. You know, those guys improved a lot from the year before. Joe did a great job extending plays. You know, we had a lot of plays dialed up that we had to hit and had to make. And you don't see a lot of quarterbacks make, you know, two D linemen miss three times and then throw the ball down the field 30, 40 yards. So that's the reason why he's the Heisman, and that's the reason why they won the national championship, because of the things he can do with his feet and extend the plays. And those receivers just, you know, kept getting open, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, so I'm more excited. obviously this college year is in the past, and now you're looking forward to your NFL career. And like you said, you've been working for the NFL your entire life. And I'm curious, at the safety position, is there one guy in the NFL right now that you either one
in the past or in the
or in the past that you try and resemble your game after, and two, like, are kind of most excited to maybe jersey swap at the 50-yard line in your first career game, just like that, wow, I can't believe I'm talking to this guy?
You know, my dad played in the NFL for 12, so I think the only guy I'll be wowed by would probably be Tom Brady, and just getting his jersey because, you know, he's the GOAT, and you listen to the things that he says and how he came up and played for 20 plus years and some of the legends that I saw when I was little. I'd just be so excited to jersey swap with those guys. You know, a lot of veterans are still playing, but a guy that I watch film all the time on, and I've been watching since, you know, I've been redshirted, has been Harrison Smith.
Really?
He's just always around the ball. If you turn on his film, he's going to have 5 to 10 tackles a game. He's always going to be around the ball, and he's going to give you a turnover every game or every other game.
Yeah, give me a second while I Google how big are Harrison Smith's hips. I'm seeing if that's realistic for you.
That's pretty epic. What do you think of that move by TB12 to go to Tampa?
I think he's trying to prove himself, man, and I think he wants to challenge a guy like Tom. You see him, and if you watch a lot of his things, you watch his Tom vs. Tom stuff, he's always up for a challenge. I think he's ready for a challenge and a new direction. I think he's going to play another 2-3 years out there and then retire.
I think it just proves, like, we were talking about your doubters, but this guy, Tom Brady, is the greatest quarterback of all time, and he still has doubters that say it was all Belichick, it was all the system, and he has 6 Super Bowl rings. It's just crazy. Before we do, Abe tried to skip over your college career. I need to revisit it. I told you we would get into it.
I was trying to help him out.
I know. But listen, Texas football has had one good game in the past 10 years, and it was against J.R. Reed. So, JR, how hard did you guys try in that bowl game? Because if the SEC loses a bowl game, I'm told they weren't trying. And if they win, it's because you're the most dominant best conference. I need to hear your thoughts.
It's tricky, man. It's real tricky. So it wasn't like we weren't trying. It was more of like, I tried hard, but I'll just say, you know, our hearts might not be all the way in it.
Yeah.
Because you watch that playoff game that's before the bowl game, and you see, you know, Notre Dame get whooped up on, and you're like, man, we should be there. And so it's all about, you know, going out there and trying your best. But every year it's the same thing, and I'm going to keep preaching it, though. If we lose, the SEC loses to a team, I say, yeah, their hearts weren't in it, man, because, you know, we're the best conference.
It's like
Texas always plays good. Texas is the best team.
You don't need to talk about Texas in that light on this podcast. I'm just going to chalk up. I'm going to chalk
in the postseason.
Right. I'm going to chalk up that game to every blind squirrel finds a nut sometimes, that being Texas football. But let's go back to the combine a little bit, because obviously you tested well, but there's a lot that goes beyond the testing and the numbers at the combine. Most specifically in the interview process, like we saw last year, a Seattle Seahawks scout told DK Metcalf to take his shirt off before he went into the room with Pete Carroll. Was there, and did you have one like what the F moment in an interview, or like one specific question where you were just like shot out of a cannon, were just like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever been asked?
No, I you know, you always get the dog, cat, you know, everyone.
We've heard that.
Cat. What's the dog?
Well, what do you want to be, a dog or a cat?
Oh, all right. So what do you want to be, a dog or a cat?
You always pick dog. You got to pick the alpha. Come on, man. You got to pick the dog.
I mean, this is a very much anti-cat podcast.
Yeah.
So we don't really bang with cats.
So we had one of our psychological testings, and they asked us, why does food need to be cooked? And that was really weird to me. I was like, come on, y'all. Like, you can ask me anything else, but why does food need to be cooked? That's one of the weirdest questions I got. So I just wrote down, you know, get rid of the germs and, you know, to kill off stuff like coronavirus.
I would have been like, I mean, it doesn't. Try to eat.
Well, I'm glad we talked about the greatest questions, because, you know, if narrow hips don't determine your pro career, or if they do, according to NFL scouts, then our custom Wonderlic test does. So we created our own test. Did you take a Wonderlic at the combine?
Yes, 12 minutes, 50 questions. You get a 2-minute warning. It was, on top of the Wonderlic, I took 7 other psychological tests on top of that. So
one of
the guys told me, he said, yeah, this test right here is going to determine, you know, how many picks you're going to have.
What?
Excuse me?
So our test has been known to essentially, like, based on your results, we'll be able to tell if you're a first ballot Hall of Famer or if you are just like,
or start applying to elsewhere.
So it's very difficult. Don't get discouraged, because I took Abe through the test before we started taking it to the prospects, and he scored okay, but there are some very tricky questions. So when you're ready, let me know.
Let's do it.
All right. So Kris Jenner is the mother of the Kardashian and Jenner children. Okay. If you dated all of the girls for 6 months each, how long would it take you to date them all? Is it a pop
are we including
one?
Bruce?
Not Bruce or what is it, Abe? Rob?
Not Bruce or Rob.
Just the girls. The key is figuring out how many girls there are.
You can throw in Kanye if you want to date him.
I want to say there's 5 girls, too. Five of them?
Okay.
So is it 2 years and a half?
There you go. Spot on.
2.5 years.
All right. One for one. Next question. Sure. Pretty simple. Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit, right?
Yeah.
2 for 2.
Right. Oh my God. We're on the way to find
out. There's no way. Here we go. We're going to trick them up right here.
This one's tough. If you had $1 for every country in the world, how many Big Mac burgers, just the burger, no meal, could you buy standard pricing on the Big Mac? It's the average price. A little math question for you.
55?
Wow. Okay. 49 is the answer, but that is by far the closest we've gotten.
We had James Lynch out of Baylor come on here last time. How many countries did he say were in the world?
He said there were 20, but
yeah, that was about 90% too short.
He actually finished up pretty well on the test. So there's more to come too.
All right. Next question. What is longer, an NFL football or a Subway $5 footlong?
What Subway are we going to?
That's everyone's reaction, is which one. So we're basing off that Subway is actually going to give you the full 12 inches.
Wait, is that like a thing? It's Subway like...
They had a lawsuit against them that they were selling 10-inch footlongs.
I mean, someone should be put in prison for that.
I'm going to go with the footlong.
There we go. NFL ball is 11 inches. That's important to know for your career. We're educating and testing the mental.
This isn't as fun when he just answers every question correctly.
This is amazing. I'm loving this. What is heavier, 1,000 pounds of bricks or 1,000 pounds of feathers?
Aren't they the same?
That's correct. All right, our man's is undefeated right now.
All right, here we go. So some months, out of all the months in the year, some months have 31 days, others have 30. How many of the months have 28 days?
That's one of them.
We got you.
All right. All of them have 28 days.
Oh, yeah. God, we got to I'm going too fast.
All right. See? You're a one-speed guy. Sometimes you got to think while on the run. All right. You're running a race, and you pass the guy in third place. What place are you now in?
Thank you.
Come on, guys, think about it. You're in third.
When did you pass the guy in third? You're in third.
There we go.
All right. Hardest question.
No one's gotten this one.
The hardest question on the test. So you have like 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, like when you're counting like that. I need you to spell the word 12th.
Golly.
I don't think anyone's even come close to getting.
I didn't come close.
Yeah.
Well. is it T-H-W-E-L-T-H?
Close.
So no.
Not crazy. Okay. It's P-W-E-L-F-E.
That
one we might have to remove. Honestly, though, if anyone gets that, they're like Ryan Fitzpatrick from Harvard. All right, last question. A monkey, a squirrel, and a giraffe are racing to the top of a coconut tree. Who will get to the banana first?
A giraffe.
No.
Wait, a monkey? Oh, that's racing to the top. Wait, a banana on a coconut tree?
Yeah, there are none. That's the trick.
Yeah.
Honestly, though?
No, that was really good. That was really good. So you'll have to prove yourself in the league. We have you graded out as an all-pro player. To get to Hall of Fame, you're going to have to widen those hips. But that was overall pretty solid. We're impressed with that. JR, what do you like to do off the field besides
video games? I find some books I like to read, good books like that. I love movies, man. I can go, like, I was in Athens. I went to the movies by myself all the time.
One of my simple pleasures in life is going to the movies by myself.
Yes, people don't get it. It's like, it's peaceful, it's calm. If you pick the right time, there's not a lot of people in there. There's another guy sitting in the corner in the movies by himself. There's someone else up top by themselves. And we're all just enjoying the movie by anyone talking. And
my my biggest thing is people will be like, wait, that's weird. You go to the movies by yourself? I'm just like, listen, bro, if I go to the movies with you, I'm not trying to talk to you anyway during the movie. What is the point?
I'm trying to socialize.
Exactly. It's not a social event.
Also, people watch Netflix in their bed for 8 hours a day right now. That's the exact same concept. What's your movie-going snack of choice?
Okay, so you got to go in. You got to get a kids pack. You get the kids back, you get the just enough popcorn and a slush and some candy all for like $5. That's what I
get. And what's the candy? What candy?
It's like either gummies or Skittles. They give it to you. It comes with the kids back.
See, this man has it all figured out.
My routine is I get the popcorn, but it depends. If I'm getting a popcorn, I'll also pair it with a chocolate and then mix it in between. I'm a big Raisinets person. But if I'm not it's not popular at all. Not popular at all. But if I'm not getting popcorn, it's Sour Patch through and through every time.
What are those little
you gotta get Coke slush. You gotta get the Coke slush every time.
Oh, the slushy.
What are the chocolate little candies that they sell?
Bunch of Crunch.
Yeah, Bunch of Crunch. Those hit different. Those are very good. JR, thank you for coming on the pod. We really do appreciate it. And best of luck, too. We're going to be rooting for you. Everyone who comes on the pod, we welcome them to the Snapback fam. So we will be rooting for you very hard as you get drafted. Hopefully you go to the Ravens. What do you think about that?
I would love to play for the Ravens, man.
Oh, wait, yeah. Before you hang up, we forgot the golden question. Obviously, I'm going to be thankful for any organization that takes a chance on me. Yeah, we know that answer. Where do you want to play?
Oh, man, where do I want to play? Somewhere in the South would be cool, but, I'll be thankful for any organization that takes me.
There you go.
There we go. Okay.
There you go.
And the press answer.
Yeah, and I'm about to go stretch those hips out, so I can widen them a little bit for these guys out there.
If you're coming to Philadelphia, we need wide hips. Strictly wide hips. My hips are wide as hell.
I would get wide, big Bertha hips.
How are Darius Slay's hips, Abe?
Wide. Oh, they're wide as shit.
That's true. All right, JR, thank you, and best of luck to you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you guys for listening to that conversation with JR. JR is a stud. Also, make sure to follow him on Snapchat. He just got verified on Snap. I'm going to be doing some shouts with him. Maybe we run a giveaway with him. But stay tuned for more draft series episodes. We have the draft coming up in only a few days. Snapback fam, let's get it.